Hello, Bam Fam, and welcome back to another exciting episode of Becoming a Model. I'm your host, Binky. This is a podcast to help, inspire, and push aspiring models to get started into the modeling world, no matter what stage of the industry level you're in. So today, we are diving into strategies for promoting and building your brand. But before we get into the details, I ask that you please take a moment to subscribe to the podcast so you can stay updated with all the helpful tips and insights on helping you in your personal modeling journey. And don't forget to leave a review if you found our episode helpful. So in this fiercely competitive world of modeling, standing out and making your mark is essential. Whether you're an aspiring model or a seasoned pro, building and promoting your personal brand is key to a thriving career. Here are a few tips in helping you really develop your brand in the industry. So number one, define your unique brand. Your personal brand is your signature style, your values, and what sets you apart from others. Define what makes you unique as a model and what you want to be known for. Create a stunning portfolio as well, you guys. Your portfolio is your visual resume. Invest in high-quality, diverse photos that showcase your versatility and range. Keep it updated to reflect your growth and evolution. Next, you want to establish an online presence. In today's digital age, a strong online presence is a must. Create a professional website or portfolio and maintain active profiles on relevant social media platforms. Trust me, consistency is key. Next, you want to go ahead and engage and connect with others, okay? Actively engaging with your audience and industry peers on social media helps, okay? Respond to comments, share your insights, and connect with authenticity. Building relationships is crucial to stay in this game. Also, develop your signature look. Your signature look should be consistent across all your branding materials, from your portfolio to your social media profiles. It helps, okay? It helps people recognize you instantly once you show up on their social media database. Content creation is also something you might want to look into. Share valuable and engaging content that showcases your expertise, personality, and style. This could include behind-the-scenes glimpses, fashion tips, and stories from your modeling journey. I know I love to share with others and give a little behind-the-scenes. That's always really nice and neat to go ahead and showcase to everyone who's watching, because I mean, somebody might just be interested to know what it looks like behind the scenes in your modeling journey. So opening that up for others to go ahead and view and connect with you with on a whole nother level is a great technique and also idea. Network strategically, okay? This is a good one because networking is a powerful tool. Attend industry events, fashion shows, and collaborate with other professionals. Building your genuine relationships can lead to exciting opportunities in the future. I always look to make sure that I connect with others on a daily basis whenever I'm on set. So that's the way that I was able to build my repertoire of other photographers, other makeup artists, other hairstylists, other models to be able to network with and also potentially work with in the future. Whether it also been me on Facebook, just liking something that they put up on their social media page, connecting with them, saying, you know, this is something that I will look forward to wanting to do in the future. Would love to go ahead and be on your model roster for any kind of test shoots you have. Always, always look to network, okay? This builds your name to other people, and then other people see that you're connecting with that person, and other people get interested, and it just keeps on going from there. Seek media features. Reach out to the fashion and beauty bloggers, magazines, and online publications for potential features. Media coverage can boost your visibility and credibility. It just depends on your comfortability level and to what you're looking to do. Reach out to some beauty bloggers to be a model for their next soft makeup glam look on a how-to, and they can be able to use your face to go ahead and be that canvas for them. Magazines, see if they're having any kind of test shoots going on. A lot of times you want to go ahead and work with the photographer and a team. That way you can connect with some magazines. But A, it doesn't hurt to go ahead and reach out to magazines. Online publications, same thing. You never know when they might be hosting an event that's going on. They might just need models to go ahead and work for their events. So reach out to these people that's in the industry in different kind of avenues, because you never know where your connections can rise from, which can then put you in a room with somebody even bigger and greater, which now pushes you even further into your modeling journey. Consistency and persistence is also something key that you need when you're going out, networking, and reaching out to people. Building your personal brand takes time and effort, okay? Be consistent in your branding efforts and persistent in your pursuit of success. Have patience, you guys. It doesn't work automatically. Rome was not built in a day. It's going to take time for you to build up your brand, build up your name. So have patience, okay? You might get some no's, but you also might get some yeses. So keep on striving for it. And just always remember to be authentic. You never want to go ahead and try to be somebody that you're not. So authenticity is at the core of a successful brand. Stay true to yourself, your values, and your style. Authenticity resonates with other people. Plus, nobody wants to get somebody that's fake, okay, going ahead and working for them, or two-faced or whatever, or has bad professionalism. People want to work with good people. And when you're good people, those other good people put you on with other good people, and that pushes you further into your modeling journey. So always be authentic to you. So let's take a short break to hear from our sponsors, and we will get back to the show. Ready to take your modeling journey to the next level? Join our Patreon community and become an integral part of the Becoming a Model podcast. By supporting us on Patreon, you'll gain exclusive access to behind-the-scenes content, early episode releases, and so much more. Plus, you'll be helping us continue to empower aspiring models worldwide. Click the link in the show notes or visit our Patreon page to become a patron today. Your support makes all the difference. Are you ready to elevate your skincare game to a whole new level? I'm thrilled to introduce to you the Clean Towels from Clean Skin Club. Picture this, a skincare product that's 100% biodegradable, incredibly soft, cruelty-free, and dermatologist tested? That's what Clean Skin Club's Clean Towels are all about. These towels offer a hygienic way to cleanse your face and provide an effortless solution for makeup removal. But that's not all. Clean towels have the potential to do so much more for your skin. Just think about it. They're eco-friendly because they're 100% biodegradable, meaning they won't harm our planet. You can take care of your skin while taking care of the earth. They are luxuriously soft. Imagine wrapping your skin in the softest, most gentle material. That's the feeling clean towels provide, giving you a spa-like experience every day. We all love a cruelty-free product. These towels are made with love for animals. Clean Skin Club is proudly cruelty-free, so you can feel good about your skincare choices. Being dermatology tested is a win for your skin. Clean towels have been tested and approved by dermatologists, ensuring they're safe and effective for your skin. They provide acne and irritation control, which leaves you with a clear and radiant complexion. And you get gentle cleansing with every use, which is perfect for even the most sensitive skin types. Say goodbye to harsh scrubbing and hello to pure, gentle cleansing. Now, here's the exciting part. You can be a part of this skincare revolution and pamper your skin with the Clean Skin Club Clean Towels. And guess what? We've got a special treat just for you. Use the code WINK to receive an exclusive 20% discount on your Clean Towels purchase. That's right. Use the code WINKED, W-I-N-K-E-D, WINKED, your secret code to radiant and eco-conscious skincare. Clean Skin Club Clean Towels are the skincare game changer you've been waiting for. Join us in taking care of your skin, your planet, and your confidence. All right, you guys. So now let's get into some model memoir letters. Dear Binky, I hope my letter gets chosen because I could really use the help. I am really inspired by the valuable lessons given from each episode of the podcast. You really do try your best to help us models out. I want your advice on personal branding. Through my experience and the wisdom gained along the way, I believe personal branding stands to be a pivotal force in a model's success and longevity in the industry. What are some tips you can suggest to us models that can help us be more successful in branding ourselves in the fashion industry? What's a personal brand of yours that you have made in the industry that kept you in the minds of others as an example? Thanks so much, and I look forward to hearing your advice. Sasha. Well, thank you, Sasha, for submitting. Let me see here. A personal brand that I've implemented in the industry. You know what? That's so strange to me because I never really pondered on it. What I can say is what I've heard from other people that I've worked with, and that's my professionalism. My professionalism is, just A1, and I'm always ready for advice and wisdom to hear from others. So me willing to learn and me just showing up and coming really just professional and ready to work is what made me stand out a lot from a lot of other people that I had in the industry with me. Reaching out to the same individuals that I wanted to work with. And it left a mark within them too whenever I did work with them. I'm short. I'm a short model, so it wasn't like my height did anything. It wasn't so much as the model-esque part of my job that left the brand on them. It was more so just the personable skills that left me in others' minds. Every time I get on set, I would just have deep conversations with people, the photographers or the makeup artists. I always ask them lots of questions. I, you know, laugh with them, get them joking around, but I also would show a very professional side where I would know what I was talking about. I would give my insights on certain things, but I was also willing to learn and willing to listen to others' inputs and in turn put that into practice the next time I had a gig or next time I had to work for something. So that always stood out with people, and that is what got my name pushed around to a lot of different artists to be able to work with me. That's what also made me push myself as a model when it came to posing, because I was short and I had long limbs, but I could take pictures like I was taller. And me just stepping out of the box, going against the grain, pushing my body even to its limits to get the shot is also something else that made me stand out within all my other model counterparts. And I had an androgynous look too, so I kind of let that play as well. But I would say it was my personable skills and my professionalism. That was the thing that really like stood out with a lot of people. I just left a very personal imprint every time I met somebody. I was fun, I was cool, but I was also, you know, professional. I was always ready for work. And everybody knew that about me too. That's also something. So whenever you call me, you knew I was there ready to get to work. I would say a success in branding yourselves in the fashion industry is it steps back into the being authentic, creating a story. It's kind of like a storytelling effect within yourself to the person that you're trying to work with. Making yourself be professional as well, because there's a lot of people who have egos and things of that nature, and you don't want to technically be that person. Understand you are a model and you're always able to grow. You are human. You're always able to learn something. You're always able to grow and get better and better and better at your craft. And a lot of people usually gravitate to people who are like that. They gravitate to models who are like that a lot, actually. Those that are willing to learn, willing to grow, willing to take advice, and then to in turn apply, okay, apply the things that they've basically learned and taken and put it into the next job that they have, because you never know who's there watching. And when they see it, like the final product, and they see that you implied something that they gifted you with, some little chunks of wisdom, it makes them want to work with you even more. So that's my biggest thing I would say. Work on your professionalism and just work on just being authentically yourself. Don't be shy. I would say it's okay to be shy, but don't be so shy to the point where you don't network with others. And just be open to learn. That's why I created this podcast, is because I want you guys to learn. Me also wanting to help others is also another, I can say, is another part of my brand, because a lot of people know I love basically educating others on something. I love learning and getting as much knowledge as I can to help someone else get up from level one and come up to level 10. But it's more so about what is it that you want to leave on someone's mind, basically, at the end of the day, once you're done talking with them, once they're done working with you, what is it that you want to leave with them that makes them think of you? You know, they're constantly working with different models, so they're constantly doing photo shoots, they're constantly having runway shows and stuff like that. So what's going to make you stand out? What's something that you know is keen to you yourself, your authenticity, that you can leave within somebody else, and they'll always think about that when they think of you? I would say just go home, and this applies for everybody, like just go home, take a moment, and just write down some things that, you know, gravitate to you that you know you're good at. So if you know you're funny, write that you're funny. If you know you're very professional, write down that you know you could be very professional at times. If you know you're a quick learner, write down that you're a quick learner. You just want to be able to get to know yourself and find out what is it that makes people attracted to wanting to be around you. Once you find out those things, it's I will say, very easy to kind of develop your brand in the industry to when now you'll be able to stand out. You know, if you're great at fashion, trust me, if you develop that, you will be the person that's always very fashionable. Like every kind of test shoot known to man that somebody wants to do, they know they can always contact you, because you're going to come with the looks. Okay. There's no like needing to really talk about it. They know they can call you because you're going to come with the looks. So take that moment to really like sit down with yourself and figure out what is it that you're really good at, just as a person, and then develop on that. And that will make your brand stand out. Thank you guys for sharing your story with me and the whole BAM fam. If you have a story to share or a question to ask, don't hesitate to send in your model memoir letters. You can send it to our email at becomingamodelpod@gmail.com. That's becomingamodelpod@gmail.com. Subject line, model's memoir. And you might just be featured on our upcoming episodes. So to go ahead and finish out, you guys, I just want you guys to know that building your brand is an ongoing journey that requires dedication and creativity. By following these strategies, you'll be well on your way to creating a strong and memorable brand that resonates with the industry and your audience. I appreciate you guys for listening to today's episode of Becoming a Model. And until next time, Bam Fam, keep chasing your dreams and continue to walk that runway of life.